via satellite. That's fast, available where you live, and so affordable, there's no reason to stay on dial-up. So even if you're in Franklin, Minnesota, you can now be sure they have Wild Blue Satellite Speed Internet, the same high-speed internet available in every Franklin in the U.S., because Wild Blue reaches you, too.
Get free standard installation if you call right now. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE. It's a great deal. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE or visit wildblue.com today. For complete terms and conditions, visit wildblue.com.
We really had a scheduled guest this morning, but he didn't show up, so we're just going to have to talk here, and we'll welcome your calls at 970-689-825. That's 970-689-825. But it was Saturday morning. I was working on my on my May newsletter, which any of you who subscribe to our newsletter would be glad that finally got done this weekend, here in the middle of June for the May newsletter. But I got a call from the fellow who owns a local radio station in our area. He said he was going to have some people on the program talking about the AIDS epidemic. And there was one of them who was an expert who had been in Africa and was concerned about the AIDS epidemic. And another was a woman who had been diagnosed with AIDS. And he wondered if I'd listen and maybe call in. Because, of course, this young man, he owns a radio station. He likes good radio, likes controversial radio, and we've done some wonderful programs with him through the years. And so I said, well, I'll listen in. I really didn't want to, but, you know, as I sat and listened to the initial speaker, and he was wasn't a physician, supposedly he was a scientist. Anyway, he had a doctor in front of his name, and he was talking about AIDS in Africa. And he said, you know, the World Health Organization, a definition of AIDS is anyone with a fever, with a cough, with weight loss, or and I forgot where tuberculosis. That is the definition of AIDS in Africa, and there's so much of it in there. So, you know, if we look at the AIDS statistics in Africa, and we say people are dying of AIDS in Africa, people have always died there of malnutrition. They've died of malaria. They've died of tuberculosis. And this whole idea that there's a major epidemic in Africa is so foolish because of the World Health Organization definition of AIDS. Well, you know, that is absolutely true. And why would they have such a stupid definition of AIDS in Africa? I know in many of the countries there, for instance, I, as you know, practiced in South Africa for a time. I know at least a fair amount about the medical program that they have in Botswana, which is really the finest one in the entire continent, because they have one tribe in Botswana. They have a great deal of money that comes in from the mining there, and from they have diamond mines and copper mines, and they have all sorts of mineral wealth. They don't have that many people, so they can provide good care. They do something in Botswana that we have not done in America until really very recently, and that is they do routine testing for HIV of people. They test every pregnant woman when she comes in, you know, for her prenatal examination. They check her for HIV. And 46% of the women in Botswana are HIV positive and are going to die of their disease. That's either a terribly failed public health policy or a very successful genocidal policy. And we know they've done widespread testing in South Africa, where they have excellent medical care. And they've had a very quality medical care for many years. Of course, medicine's falling apart in Rhodesia, but before it fell apart, we knew that probably 25 to 35% of the population was dying. And I've talked to doctors from Kenya, where, of course, they've got certainly very, very similar figures, probably not quite as high incidence, but they tell me that every day there are, I mean, hundreds of funerals in Kenya and the surrounding countries, people dying of AIDS, and the doctors there know the difference between tuberculosis and the diarrhea they get and malaria and AIDS, because AIDS is a very specific entity. It is an entity that attacks the immune system, and the people develop a very low CD4 count. I mean, you can be HIV infected for many years, but eventually, with passage of time, well, your CD4 count, and that is a specific type of white cell, it is known as the helper cells, are going to fall, and when they get below a certain level, you just can't fight off disease. And that, of course, is one way that you actually follow the course of the disease. And ordinarily, when the patient's CD4 count gets low enough and you begin testing for the viral load, and then at that point you start them on drugs. You don't start them on drugs just because they're HIV positive. That would be a foolish thing to do. You wait until they actually have some symptoms of this disease. So this is a very unique sort of disease. And yet what this man was saying, some sort of a PhD, is that there, in essence, is no epidemic in Africa. It's all being blown out of all proportion by the greedy drug companies, which are trying to sell their drugs to people in Africa, and many of the drugs are toxic. And this is really what's killing people, is the drugs we're using to treat them. Well, you know, there's an element of truth in everything he says. It sounds so rational. The only difficulty is I've heard this line used before, and it is a masterful sophistry. It is used to confuse the listener, because many of the drugs that are used are very toxic and do make the people feel terrible and do have lots of complications. The only trouble is that people who have this very real disease are living far longer than they ever did before, and many of them are able to lead productive lives, and some of the drugs really are improving, many of them are improving their lifestyle and their longevity. Well, the other young woman came on, and apparently she'd been tested and told she was HIV positive, and she's living and living happily, and of course, apparently she was a false positive. So she began, at least this is her story, that she had a false positive HIV test. So she goes into this long diatribe, you know, on the fact that the test sometimes is a false positive. And the HIV test, the Elisha test, sometimes does give you a false positive. There are other things there that will do this. And then, of course, she says, you know, it says right on the label of the test, this is not diagnosis of HIV disease. Well, you know, certainly the HIV test is not confirmatory of the disease. It's a screening test. But then after you've done the screening test, you do something called a Western blot. And, of course, if you have, you know, a positive HIV test and you have a positive, you know, Western blot and it's repeated several times, I mean, the chance of you having the disease is about 99.9%. But she didn't mention that fact. Then she said, you know, the viral load test. Why, it says right here, this is not diagnostic, it says right down on the package. And then she talks about the CD4 test. That's not diagnostic. And we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and experience praise and worship from a prophetic and Hebraic perspective. Voice of Many Waters Ministry presents Michael and Danette Golden, Saturday, June 17th, 7 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924 for more information. That's Saturday, June 17th, 7 p.m.
America.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm really pleased that Dawn invited me to be a speaker there, especially with Avi Lipkin, who's one of my favorite guests. So I think it's going to be an exciting day, and of course I just was hearing that I'm supposed to be saying something at the prayer breakfast. Nobody's told me that yet, but we'll come up with something if we are asked to discuss this. What's going on? Well, anyway, we were talking about this radio program I heard on Saturday I've been asked to listen to and call into. And what this woman was basically saying is, look, the HIV test that the doctors use is not 100% accurate. You cannot depend upon it to make the diagnosis. And she's absolutely right. I mean, you do get false positives. You rarely get a false negative. It's made very sensitive. It's made sensitive so it'll pick up all of the cases, but occasionally you'll get a false positive. So then, of course, you have to do a confirmatory test, and it's called a Western blot. And certainly, if you do one ELISA test, it's positive. You'd want to repeat the test. Then you want to do an HI. You'd want to do the confirmatory Western blot, maybe even a couple of those, done at various laboratories. And as she pointed out, you know, there's all sorts of different interpretations of the Western blot, which really isn't true, but there may be some minor interpretations because it's done by human beings. And human beings can make mistakes, but if you have a positive HIV, ELISA several times and several positive Western blots, 99.9% of the time you have HIV. Well, then she pointed out that you can't depend upon the CD4 count, which is the count of the special type of, they call them the helper cells. CD4 helper cells, part of the white cells, begins to mobilize the immune system in response to infection. And she said, there are people who have a low CD4 count that do not have HIV. And that's true. She didn't mention it's probably 1 in 100,000, maybe even higher than that, several hundred thousand. You'll rarely see an idiopathic leukopenia. In other words, this idiopathic CD4 count doesn't happen very often, but occasionally there are a very infinitesimal number of people that will have that. So what she was saying was true, but a half-truth. And a half-truth is a lie. And then she said, you know, you can't depend upon the viral load because you're not really testing the virus. You're testing the PCR. And, of course, they look for these viral particles, which are part of the virus. It's not the whole virus. And that's how you determine whether or not your treatment is correct. And as I'm sitting and I'm listening to her, I mean, I'm saying, what is the ultimate conclusion? What is she really telling this large audience? Because this station has a very large listening audience. And what she was really basically saying was, don't bother to test because none of the tests are accurate. Well, we've already lost 500,000 people in America. Another million are infected. And she's saying you can't trust any of the tests. And the essence of what she was saying is there is no epidemic. And the essence of what the other fellow was saying, the gentleman who'd been in Africa over there, was saying there is no epidemic. And I'm sitting and listening to this, and I don't really want to call in because I'm doing my newsletter. I need to get my newsletter done. And my wife is saying, when are you going to get that June newsletter done? We've got to get that out to people. And we're a month behind, and that's true because I had to give a couple of talks and spent a lot of time on those. But finally, I had to call in. I mean, we have to understand there's a planned program of disinformation in America. And I don't know what the motives of these people are, but I do know that there are people out there who are paid disinformation specialists, and what they are there is to get us arguing about the wrong issue. They're getting us arguing whether there is an epidemic or whether there isn't. And one of the people who, of course, is one of the key leaders of this whole movement is a man named Peter Duisberg, and he's written a book on the myth of AIDS. In fact, he had a helper, Brian Ellison, who wrote another very, very similar book on the AIDS epidemic, and he went all over America telling everybody that I, that is Stan Monteith, worked for the CIA, and that was why I was, you know, trying to point out there was an epidemic. There really was no epidemic, and I was paid by the CIA. And how do you answer something like that, you know? Am I going to bring a lawsuit against somebody? I've never done that. I have no intention of doing it. And as ridiculous as it was, you know, there's no way that I can get on these stations to counter that. And of course, I figure I must be doing something right if I'm being attacked so viciously. And this is what was happening, you know, when the epidemic was spreading across America and across the world. And to date, probably 30 million people have died unnecessarily. Another 50 million or more are infected throughout the world. This is one of the great tragedies of modern times. It is killing off Africa. And I believe that's exactly what it is intended to do, because there is a population control agenda. And those of you who have not read my treatise on that, it's available on my website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. It's the population control agenda monograph. And if you can't get on my website and I would like to get one, I think they're $1.50. That pays for the telephone call. It costs me $1 every time you call into our 800 number, but we like to, and we'll actually lose money because we got to mail it to you, but we want to get people to understand there really are people out there who want to kill off a large part of the population of this country and of the world. And of course, you can go back, and we actually have, in fact, somebody, it's so interesting, somebody that actually sent me the full text of the hearings in 1969 before the House Appropriations Committee. They sent them mysteriously to Joyce Riley just about the same time. And, you know, there are people in government who are concerned and know what's going on, but for fear of their jobs and fear of their lives, they don't dare come forward. But they will feed information to me and Joyce and Alex and the others. And so somebody had fed me the entire testimony of the hearings where Dr. MacArthur in 1969 went before the House Appropriations Committee. Now, Dr. MacArthur was in charge of biological and chemical research for the Army. He was a physician, but he was working for the military, and he asked for $10 million. He said, we have the ability to create an entirely new disease that has never existed before, that, you know, for which there will be no immune response. In other words, the body will not be able to deal with this disease because we will cripple the immune system. And he said, some people say we really shouldn't be developing this new disease because it would be a new means of mass killing. But the enemy, the wicked communists, the inference was the wicked communists might get hold of this, and so we need to see if we can really develop this, and so we want $10 million to develop it. And so, you know, it was about 10 years later. He said it would take him 10 years to develop it, and 10 years later, the first cases of AIDS occurred in the San Francisco area. Now, they didn't recognize it until 1981, but the Kaposi sarcoma and the pneumocystis pneumonia and all of these other things that are so characteristic of the disease began cropping up in homosexuals who had taken an experimental hepatitis B vaccine. And that, of course, is what everybody has missed, is that the reason this occurred in homosexuals is because in New York and San Francisco and perhaps one other city, they had an experimental hepatitis B vaccine, and the foolish, idealistic young homosexuals, thinking that they were going to help prevent other homosexuals from getting hepatitis B, took this experimental vaccine, and 75% of the homosexuals in San Francisco who took this vaccine developed AIDS and died of another disease, which was hepatitis B. We didn't even know at that time that they'd been working to create a new disease that would destroy the immune system. Could anybody be that evil? And ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there. Well, anyway, certainly you were seeing how the debate is being framed, not why are we trying to stop this disease, where did the disease come from, but is there an epidemic? And this is how they play games with our minds. You see, as long as we're arguing on the wrong issues and you're arguing against Brian Ellsberg, and of course Ellsberg eventually broke with Dr. Duesberg, but Duesberg is still there, and there are people, they hold meetings. I've been to meetings across America where these people will get up, and you know, the interesting thing is, they won't debate me. Dr. Duesberg has refused to debate me. He's been in studio, and when I've called in, he's insisted they get me off the air, or he won't stay in the studio. He threatened to, in one instance, I was told, anyway, that he threatened to walk out of the studio if I was allowed to remain on the line questioning him, you know, about his position. And, of course, what the position is that what they did initially was they came up with crazy definitions for AIDS. The initial definition in the United States was AIDS was anybody with Kaposi's disease and pneumocystis pneumonia. And then they redefined it to include avian tuberculosis and a couple of other diseases. And then they redefined AIDS. And they redefined AIDS, and they redefined it. So they had about six different definitions of AIDS, and of course, finally they said anybody with a positive HIV disease had AIDS. Well, of course, it was always HIV. Now, of course, they don't tell you that most of the people also have a mycoplasma infection. That, of course, most doctors who treat the disease don't understand that. And that is, of course, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology holds the patent on this genetically modified form of mycoplasma fermentis, but most doctors really would find it so impossible to believe that anybody could create such a horrible disease intentionally as a method of mass killing, and the disease has a predilection for blacks, so that today about 55% of the new cases, AIDS cases in the United States, are in the black population. And this is why the disease is so prevalent in Africa, because of the black population. Well, anyway, let's get back to the radio program that we started talking about. I didn't want to call into the program and get all emotionally involved, because I wanted to finish my June newsletter, my May newsletter, but finally I had to intervene. So I called in, and they put me right on, because, of course, the owner of the station was the host, and he wanted me on. He wants good radio. He wants controversy. That gets people, you know, in the audience upset. I mean, you get emotionally involved with a radio program. I know that a program like this, I was emotionally involved because these people were putting out deadly information. After all, if there is no AIDS epidemic, why are we spending all the money? Well, their explanation is the greedy drug companies. It is the homosexual activists who want money for their programs. You know, it's all a charade. And what's really killing the homosexuals is the drugs we're giving them. That's what's killing them, because some of these drugs are toxic, and that's absolutely true. But it's saving the lives and prolonging the lives of homosexuals and heterosexuals who have this terrible disease. And as they say, you know, it's into the black community. It's predominantly in America a black and Hispanic disease, not predominantly a white disease, and the white make up far less than half of the new AIDS cases in the United States, and yet, of course, they are the majority population, although the way things are going with as far as illegal immigration, why we're very, very soon going to be a minority population, but be that as it may, this has nothing to do with human beings. We are all, every human being is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. But we have different genetic properties. And the black, and I suspect the Hispanic, has certain genes we don't, which predisposes them to the disease. And If any of you are interested, I did write an article back in 1997 for the Medical Sentinel, and that was, I think, the American Journal of Physicians now, but at that time it was a Medical Sentinel, and basically we wrote and actually documented from the scientific literature that there is a genetic difference between blacks and whites. Well, of course there's a genetic difference. They got different colored skin. They can sure run a lot faster than I can. They're superb athletes. God has given them wonderful capabilities. And we are different. Doesn't mean that one is better than the other. It means that we have genetic differences. And the black is predisposed to this terrible disease. And I personally believe that that's the way it was planned. But we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of recreation or guidance. For many troubled youths, the first step towards drugs and crimes is having nothing better to do. So take your kids to a park, beach, campground, or give them supervised activity today. The best weapon against delinquency and crime is family time. That's from Continental Transport Aid, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Continental Transport Inc. in Brighton.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest didn't show up this morning, so it's just you and me, and we were just pointing out that there was this radio program, and there were two people on the radio program. One of them was a PhD who'd lived in Africa, pointing out the absurdity of the World Health Organization definition of AIDS, so that just about anybody in Africa could be considered dying of AIDS if it was a fever or diarrhea or cough, and I've forgotten what the fourth thing was that they were supposed to have, that the four parts of this definition of AIDS, which is a total ridiculous definition, but there are many fine physicians, well-trained physicians with good facilities in many of the major cities in Africa, and they were, of course, treating the disease just like doctors here, doing the blood tests on it to determine whether or not the people had a positive HIV and ELISA, and a Western blot, and then following the CD four count and following the viral load, and they knew that these people had the disease, and they were dying in large numbers all throughout Africa. And it's estimated that, you know, probably 20 to 30 million people have died so far, the majority in Africa. Totally unnecessary, because you stop a disease by determining who has the disease. The test can be done very economically. It can be done simply with a swab in the mouth, you know, at least to get the initial diagnosis, the OraSure test, and then you can confirm it. You know, you don't even have to draw blood. It would have been very easy early on to stop the epidemic here in the United States. I mean, how do you stop an epidemic? You find out who has the disease. That's what you do with every disease. Syphilis, that's what we did with SARS, that's what we did with every epidemic in the past until AIDS. And the whole idea was we weren't going to stop this disease. How would you do it? You'd do routine testing in doctor's offices. Every patient who came in, every patient who came into a dentist's office, if you really wanted to get this under control, and you could do it simply with a little swab in the mouth, and then, of course, you would go ahead and do routine premarital, because after all, people, you know, to get married, they're going to have intimate relations, and that's how you can spread the disease. We would have prenatal. Every woman who came in who was pregnant, you need to know if she has the disease, either because there are certain treatments you can give her. Certainly, she should not deliver vaginally. She should have a cesarean section. And you can cut the incidence of transfer of the disease from the mother to the child from, you know, about 25-27% down to maybe 1% if you're treating the mother as well with certain of the antiviral drugs. Why, you can almost eliminate the spread from the mother to the child. And what a terrible tragedy is for a child to be brought into the world with this deadly disease. But you see, everything was done to block that. They did away with mandatory premarital tests. We had always done it for syphilis. So rather than do it for HIV, why, the obvious solution was do away with premarital testing for syphilis. And that's what they did. I mean, I couldn't believe that the doctors would be so naive and gullible not to see what was happening. Everything had to be done to stop efforts to address this epidemic and stop its spread. And I fought that battle for 10 years with an organized medicine. And that story is told in a book I wrote. If you haven't read it, we still have it. And we used to, of course, try to get it out in the bookstores. It was always on the list of books in print. And then somebody had taken off books in print. And of course, Amazon used to carry it, and they wouldn't carry it anymore. They always had some sort of excuse. Oh, it's out of print. Never was out of print. We've still got lots of copies. If you'd like to get my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, we still have it. It is available. But, of course, and you can probably buy used copies up on Amazon. The same thing with my Brotherhood of Darkness book. You know, they just can't figure out how to get my book. Amazon can't. I mean, I've offered it to them, but all sorts of reasons why would they just can't seem to carry that. But anyway, be that as it may, if you'd like to get a copy of my AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, I wrote it back in 1991. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I will have to admit that when I wrote the book, I really thought that disease was going to spread into the white population. I did not realize that this disease was really more or less racial specific. Certainly we have some disease in the white population, but it's primarily a disease here of the black and of the Hispanic. Certainly not of the white population, which is the majority population. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that this was a genetically created disease, that there really are those people who work in government who had set up a program back in the 50s to create new and terrible diseases to kill and incapacitate large numbers of people. If you doubt that at least they were working on a disease to incapacitate large numbers of people and create a disease to make them weak and sickly so they'd be easily controlled, let me suggest a book written by my good friend, Zygmunt Brzezinski. Well, of course, he's not really my good friend, but you know, he certainly is the leader, the man who created the Trilateral Commission. You remember their logo, don't you? A circle with three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book. It was in 1960. 69 and 1970 called Between Two Ages. There he talks about how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts, and we're going to be able to create new diseases that'll incapacitate the enemy. Well, of course, who is the enemy? We are. And they've created these diseases. Why do you think that we have an entirely new disease started about 1980 called chronic fatigue? And if you take the people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, why, you've got about 2 million people. We have Lyme disease, about another million people. Chronic diseases, so many of our people are ill. And nobody can figure out why. Maybe they ought to go back and read Zygmunt Bezinski's book, or of course we have so many other books on that, emerging viruses by Dr. Horwitz. We actually keep that in stock. We think it's such a vitally important book. Actually, Gary Noll wrote a book called Final Disclosure, which was involved in interviews, or pardon me, the story that was told by a man who was dying of pancreatic carcinoma. And so he went to Gary Noll, and he told him, you know, I was part of the crew that put together the AIDS virus. I mean, it was part of a genocidal program, a government genocidal program. In fact, this evening I'm interviewing, I guess Tuesday, I'm interviewing Steve Quayle on one of my other programs. He's talking about all the scientists, the microbiologists, who've been murdered here in the United States. So when you work for the CIA, why, and you develop these new diseases for mass killing, you may end up one of the first people who ends up being mass killed. And there were well over 100 microbiologists who died in very mysterious circumstances in recent years. And of course, we don't carry Gary Noll's book, Full Disclosure. It is, I've seen it up on Amazon. I'm not even sure if it's in print. If it is, we probably should carry it. But we do carry a book by Dr. Garth Nicholson, who goes into the background of this. It's called Operation Daylily, and Dr. Garth Nicholson was one of the leading scientists in America. And, of course, after they had killed several of his students, and the man who was his superior at Baylor University, at the MD Anderson Clinic, where he was working, while they tried to kill him and his wife a number of times, so he had to leave, you know, Texas, Houston, and of course, he is here in California. But his book, Project Daylily, is, although written as fiction, is really fact. It's called Faction. We'll tell you about his conversation with people who are part of this group that created these new diseases. We'll be right back to the American Freedom Project.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates, and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. If you'd like to call in, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Because I really don't have anything prepared this morning, but I was telling you about this radio program. Anyway, I called into the radio program, and this girl, and I think her name was either Catherine or Kathleen, one or the other. And anyway, I pointed out that everything she said was true. But the trouble was, it was only a half-truth. The fact that, you know, there are people who have a low CD4 count, but it's a very rare thing. And if you have a low CD4 count, you got about a 99.9% chance of having HIV disease. And, of course, we didn't get into the mycoplasm part of that, you know, and the genetically created new wonderful disease that they've created for population control, because I wanted to stick with simply the medical facts. The rest of it, you know, would take many days to convince people. There really are people out there who want to kill off a large population of the world, including you and me. Because, like Jacques Cousteau, who said, we've got to eliminate 365,000 people a day. He said that in November 1991. UNESCO Courier would be glad to send any of you a copy of the, you know, the front page and where he's quoted as saying that. But they can't let the American people know that there is anything that evil in the world. And so they simply gloss over that. And Jacques Cousteau makes Hitler look like a piker. He killed 6 million Jews and maybe 12 million others. But Jacques Cousteau wants to eliminate 365,000 people a day. That is a third of a million people every single day. And, well, they're in the process of doing it. Well, anyway, so I called into the program, and I point out to Kathleen or Catherine, whatever her name was, that what she said was true, but what she's suggesting is we shouldn't even be trying to test for the disease and of course, to you know, do anything about it. Then I'd mention how this was predominantly a disease of blacks in America. And she said, oh, you know, why does this doctor say the blacks are inferior? Of course, I didn't say that. And she repeated that over and over again. He says blacks are inferior. Well, then I came on and said, I never said blacks were inferior. I said they were genetically different. Every individual is a unique person made in the image and likeness of God. Not superior or inferior, but different. Genetically different. We have different colored skin. We have different physical capacities. And blacks, they have found a method by which they are more susceptible, and this disease affects predominantly blacks. Well, then, of course, the PhD who'd been to Africa immediately jumped on that. This is not a disease of blacks. I mean, here in San Francisco, you know, why we, you know, 10 years ago we had 30 blacks with AIDS, and then there were 20 blacks with AIDS, and then there were 10 blacks with AIDS, and today there's only one black person with AIDS in all of San Francisco. Well, you know, I can't very well say that I know the statistics in San Francisco, because I don't, but I do have the CDC statistics for the entire country, and I pointed out that those statistics showed a 60, 55 to 60% predominance of new cases in blacks. Give me the figures, he yells. Give me the figures. Give me the exact figures. I said, I've gave them to you. No, I want the exact figures. You don't have the exact figures. Well, I said, I'll be glad to go upstairs. And I asked the host, his name is Michael, Michael, can I go upstairs and get those figures? Well, we're going to a break, which we did. And so I ran upstairs. I had the things right at my fingertips. And, you know, if you look at the total number of AIDS cases, you know, the people living with AIDS, the majority are blacks, but they're certainly not a predominant majority. But of the new cases that are coming down with AIDS, why, of course, I think the exact, I think there were 20,000 of them were black and 12,000 of them were white. And then, of course, there were about 40,000. Then a certain number of those were Hispanic, significant number. But so I, when I got back on the line, I simply gave those figures very quietly, very, you know, without too much emotion. Although I'll have to admit that I did get a little emotional at one time because this man was obviously trying to deceive the public. And these people go all over the country trying to confuse people about whether the really is an epidemic or not. And I know how this thing has been done. My good friend Congressman William Dannemeyer was getting calls almost on a daily basis from people saying, well, this is when he was in Congress, why shouldn't we at least do an evaluation to see if there's any truth to Dr. Duesberg's, you know, concept that there is no AIDS epidemic. Now, Dr. William Dannemeyer was, you know, one of the leaders of the effort to address the epidemic properly. And they bugged him and they bugged him and they bugged him until, I mean, who could be against evaluating whether there is any truth to the fact that Dr. Duesberg is right and there is no epidemic? And he gave in and he wrote a letter saying, well, maybe we should have a congressional investigation. And now they had him. Now they can say, William Dannemeyer says that we ought to evaluate it. Maybe there is no AIDS epidemic. He's siding with Dr. Duesberg. And, you know, suddenly Dr. William Dannemeyer was totally discredited because he gave in to this constant barrage. Well, this is what they're doing. They're going all across the country, getting medical groups and getting onto radio stations. And there are a number of people who are doing this. And it's very clever. They start with this whole thing in Africa. And as I pointed out, the World Health Organization was trying to confuse people. The Centers for Disease Control was trying to confuse people by changing the definition of AIDS. World Health Organization coming up with a totally foolish definition of AIDS in Africa. And, of course, here in the United States, the CDC constantly changing the definition of the disease and using the statistics from one definition and comparing it with the statistics from another. Why would you do something that stupid? Because you want to confuse people. Why would you want to confuse people? So they don't understand what's happening. So they're arguing about the wrong issues. The issue is not, I mean, whether or not there's an AIDS epidemic. The issue is, why was every effort made not to address this issue and try to stop its spread and allow 500,000 people to be killed here in America by this disease? And then, of course, the other question is, where did this disease come from? Are we to believe that somebody ate, you know, a chimpanzee or... Well, we're out of time. We'll be back to wrap up the program. Nobody called? We'll be back in just a moment.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and to really understand what's going on in the world today, you really need to get my video or DVD. It's called Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. It's a talk I gave for the Prophecy Club. It's really quite well done, you know, because they do a good job of putting together the videos and DVDs, and it will give you a tremendous insight into the fact that the genocidal programs, did you realize, of course, the cell phones are hazardous to your health, increased incidence of brain cancer, of brain tumors, there's DNA damage with excessive use of cell phones. Did you realize the dangers of milk and milk consumption, its relationship to prostate cancer and Alzheimer's disease? And there's so many things out there. We've killed 100 million people from malaria since we outlawed DDT back in 1973. And yet, of course, they keep changing the number of people who die of malaria every year. It used to be everybody knew it was 3 million a year. Suddenly it's become 1 million. What happened? They're trying to confuse us. They don't want people to understand the genocidal agenda. So let me suggest my talk, Planned Population Reduction. And then, of course, we do have a video on population control. We have a 4-tape set on population control. We have my monograph, Planned Population Reduction. We have a great new DVD, a video is called Hidden Agenda. It's called Hidden Agenda, The Fluoride Deception. Now, it's a talk we've given before, but this is really very well done, much better photography, and far better DVD, a VHS we've had before. It comes with a syllabus with all of the documentation from the scientific journals showing the disastrous effects of water fluoridation. They're poisoning our people. This attacks certainly our fertility, the sperm rate, the sperm motility, women's ability to conceive children. It attacks certainly the bones, and it softens the bones. It attacks our endocrine system, doubles the incidence of heart disease. How could all of these things be true and the American people not know? Produces cancer. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, let me suggest you go to your computer and the website, www.nteu280.org, nteu280.org. It is the report from the engineers and the scientists and the lawyers who work for the Environmental Agency, their unions, pleading to stop the water fluoridation that's being used to poison our people and poison our children. Now, we'll provide that report for you for $5 if you call in and ask for it. You need to get all of this information. If we could simply get the people of America to understand, they're poisoning us. They're doing exactly what they're doing. Of course, they're doing it with aspartame, with NutraSweet. You need to get the book entitled Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. They're poisoning us with mercury. And, of course, you need to get the book, Evidence of Harm. They're poisonous with so many things. We have all the information. The fluoride book is The Fluoride Deception. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have Dr. Garth Nicholson's wonderful book, Project Daylily. It goes into the engineering of new diseases that are killing millions of people throughout the world. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And I'll see you on the 4th of July. God bless you. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin.